You need a haircut, boy. My father had only glanced at me across the kitchen table as he spoke, but I had already seen in his eyes the coming storm. I tried to speak, but the fear that now engulfed me made it hard to swallow, and all that came out was a little gasping sound that hurt my throat even more. And I knew speaking would only make things worse, make him despise me more, make him pounce sooner. That was the worst bit, the waiting. I never knew exactly when it would come, and that, I know, was his favorite part. As usual, we had eaten our evening meal in near silence until my father had spoken. Until recently, my older brother, Tom, would have been seated where I was now, helping to deflect the gaze of impending rage that was now focused entirely upon me. But Tom had a job now. He left every morning in a shirt and tie, and our father hated him for it. Tom was no longer in his thrall. Tom had escaped. I hadn't been so lucky yet. My mother tried to intervene.
"I'll take him to the barber's on Saturday morning, Allie," she said.
"He'll be working on Saturday. He's not getting away with slouching off his work again. There's too much of that going on in this house. Do you hear me?" "Yes," I managed. But now I knew it was a lost cause. It wasn't just a haircut. It was now my physical shortcomings as a laborer, my inability to perform the tasks he gave me every weekend and many evenings, tasks I was unable to perform because I was 12. But mostly because he wanted me to fail at them, so he could hit me. You see, I understood my father. I had learned from a very young age to interpret the tone of every word he uttered, his body language, the energy he brought into a room. It has not been pleasant as an adult to realize that dealing with my father's violence was the beginning of my studies of acting.